Mallett? No, no. That's between Ryan and I. It's just a personal issue for him. Yep.
Was that excused?
What's that? It's like I said, John, it's between Ryan and I. It's a personal issue. I should think so.
You said the other day all three would play, right?
All three would play in the game? That's what our thought is right now on Thursday. Today, Thursday? Yep, that's still my thought. But there's 3 days, 2 days, what is it, 3 days till Sunday. So I reserve the right to change my mind.
Bill, what kind of progress have you seen from your tight ends, from these guys, as far, especially the couple guys that are the first couple on the depth chart?
I think these guys have really improved, Aaron. I think that, you know, playing tight end in this system, learning it is not easy. You know, we ask the tight ends to do a lot of different things in the running game and in the passing game and protections. And so over the year that we've spent with all of these guys, you know, the year and change, really, more than a year, they've really improved. I think Garrett Graham's had a solid training camp. I think Griff has had a good camp. CJ's an improved player. Obviously, Kari Lee is much more than an impersonator. He's a pretty good football player. So, you know, those guys have really improved. He's had a solid camp, too. He's a competitive guy, good special teams guy. He's getting better at safety every day. He's a versatile player because he can play, you know, corner. He's played corner for us in the past, so we like his versatility, and he comes to work every day. I really have a lot of respect for Dre, you know, the way he approaches the game. It's tough. You know, I don't think it's easy in the beginning. But if you're smart and you're clear with what you know, what the teachings are, meaning, you know, what the expectations are, you know. So we were very clear with Dre, hey, look, like, this is what we want you to do. We want you to be learn the safety position. You're probably going to play a lot of safety in OTAs and in training camp, but still make sure you know what you're doing at corner. And I think he's done that. Plus, he's got his special teams responsibility. So he's a bright guy, hardworking guy that's done pretty well.
So what have you seen from George and his progression as he steps into this new role? What have you seen from him and things he's been
George
doing?
Gotze?
George Gotze.
Yeah, George George is a very bright guy. You know, he did a lot of this last year. You know, he did a lot of had a lot of game planning responsibilities, game day responsibilities. So it's not necessarily brand new for him. He's a really smart guy. He's got a good rapport with the players. He's a good teacher, and so he's done well.
In terms of
Bill, you would later.
No, you go ahead. That's okay. Different topic. Go ahead.
Okay. You had would have coached opposite or with Brandon Dietrich when you were in New England.
Right.
You know, we talked yesterday about, you know, another guy, guys who get knocked down and bounce back up.
Yeah.
Can you address his situation a little bit?
Sure. You know, he was a guy, I believe he was in that 2010 draft class in New England that was a pretty good draft class. You know, that was Gronkowski and that crew there. And he came in and did some good things as a rookie. He's progressed. You know, it's a very competitive business. He's, like you just said, Dale, he's been knocked down. He's picked himself back up, but, you know, got on with New Orleans. Now he's here with us. And, you know, he's working hard every day. He works very, very hard. He flashes at certain things like pass rush. He's gotten better at playing a run. He's been out there every day, which is a good thing, you know. So just by being out there every day, he's gotten better. He's improved. So it's good to see that. And hopefully it continues.
As far as a couple of your guys, they played at LSU, Kenny and Alfred. They've talked a little about it's a business trip, but, you know, I guess anytime you do go back to your hometown, it's a little kind of an emotional thing. You kind of, like, look at those guys. Are you happy about what they've done so far?
Yes, and this is the first time I've thought about them, the LSU-New Orleans connection. That's good that you reminded me of that. Maybe I can use that in some way, shape, or form tomorrow to maybe gain some yards for us on Sunday. Make Coach Miles proud, which I know he already is proud. They've had good solid training camps. Both guys, like, kind of like Dre Howell, will help us on special teams also in the game. You know, Kenny's still in a battle there, but I think he's done a good job of of coming in here and picking up the offense. He's a first and second down guy that runs hard. Playing in the SEC helped both those guys. Playing in a competitive college atmosphere and a competitive team has really helped them, and I think they're both good football players.
How has Chris Bolton done in that competition as well?
He's done a decent job. It's very competitive. It's very competitive. You have John Grimes, Blue, Kenny, and Chris Polk that have all really competed hard against each other, and they all contribute on special teams, which is a big deal too, and Chris Polk has held his own in the competition.
Bill, you talk about guys trying to find a spot. How about Will Johnson, the punter? Here's a guy that he's just out here doing his thing but working his tail off. Could you give us some thoughts on that kind of kid, what
yeah.
he brings?
Will's a good kid. Will has really worked hard to improve. I think Shane Leckler's helped him. Having a chance to get into a camp with a punter like Shane and somebody that's that experienced, I think that really helps a younger player. So you can see the improvement with Will. Hopefully he'll get some chances on Sunday. We'll see how it goes. But he's worked very hard in the camp.
Hey, Coach, guys you like because they're not going to see much on the playing field. They will here hopefully next couple weeks.
Right. No, yeah, definitely. I mean, he's, like I said, he brings a good work ethic to the field every day. He's out there every day. You can see him on the other field really trying to get better at all the different types of kicks. We're asking him directional punt, even things like onside kicks, directional kickoffs. The guy's really tried to improve, so he's a hardworking kid.
Coach, now that that Hoyer's been named your starter, how does that change from how does practice change from him in terms of reps and preparation?
I think he obviously he'll get more reps. He got a ton today, and then Tom got a lot of reps today, which is good for Tom. Brian will get the bulk of the reps. When we're in team periods, and so if it's a 12 play period, he'll get the bulk of those reps, and hopefully that'll help him. But other than that, this guy's. A guy that has a daily, consistent routine. He's in the building 6:15 every morning, watching tape, getting loosened up, in the training room, meeting with George, with the other quarterbacks. After practice, gets a lift in, watches more tape. Got a good, consistent daily approach, and I don't think that'll change.
In terms of preparation, everything goes into game 3. How close is this to what will actually happen in the regular season?
Not even close. The only thing that's close is the week of preparation, the preparation and the meetings for New Orleans. But when the game is played, it's not even, it won't even be close based on who we're playing and how many reps they get and things like that. It's not, it's a preseason game.
Thank you.